The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show.
Hey, Cleaning Nation. We have one of our, I don't say rare treats. I think Jared shows up about once a month. So one of our rare slash monthly treats, Jared, our paid traffic guru slash rock star. And for those of you joining us on YouTube, you can see the long hair. So you know, he's smart. Like, you can't just show up that way in the world without having some brain cells, right? Or being homeless. So he's either a genius or completely unreliable. We'll talk for 20 minutes so you all can decide.
If I'm homeless and I got a job, I'm doing pretty good. I would say I'm a genius.
No, you're doing poorly. Because how are you? We pay you decent. You should have enough for a home.
That's true.
You're blowing on drugs
and money.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. The opposite.
Yep. Good call.
Yeah, I'm more concerned about his wife and four kids. So it's okay if Jared being homeless, but the family, they deserve a place. They're good people. Okay, so I don't know if this will be popular or not, but I think it'll be helpful to those who listen. We'll see. Feel free to email us and to let me know what you think or if you hate it. This is a little higher level stuff that I think we hit on the podcast. As we help owners of cleaning companies grow, obviously one of the things is getting clients. And what Jared's really good at, probably one of the better homeless guys out there you're going to meet at Client Attraction Online, is taking a message, using digital resources, both paid and free, to get a steady stream of people. Like, we internally have had more people typically than we can handle just with our staff. And Jared is great at that. Where we run into problems, and I think our offer is a little harder, coaching at a higher ticket is a little harder than, you know, cleaning, kind of a commodity where you're providing a service physically and, you know, they're pretty confident you're actually going to be able to clean their place. Either way, the problem I see people running into is a couple things. Their expectations are poor, and then they burn themselves out right before they were about to be successful. So, and I'm just going to lay this whole thing out and then throw the big hairy mess into Jared's lap and let him untangle it. So first, I think we'll go with the negative and the positive. There's two negatives. They come in thinking, I should be able to spend $1,000 in 2 or 3 weeks and get like 100 leads. And, you know, I should double my company or get $5,000 or $10,000 in new revenue. And they don't articulate that, but the way they show up kind of indicates that's their belief. Second, because most of the people that we help are like proudly, and I don't think this is a proud moment, saying things like, I've never done advertising before. My complete business has gone repeat and referrals, but they've been in business 20 years and they're doing 60 grand a month, right? Like, it's not like, great. If that's your goal, then fantastic. But most of them are like, I'd like to be $1 million next year. So obviously if it took 20 years to go from 0 to 60, and I'm just making up an example, going from 60 to 80 or 100 in 1 year, probably just relying on repeat referrals, not going to get the job done. So because the quality of repeat referral is so high, they get frustrated when they get 20, you know, 15 leads. And of those 15, they only give bids to 6. That means they talked to 9 people that were like, that guy sucked, or he, and maybe they did suck, right? But they have an expectation of, just because they talked to, even if the majority of the people, more than half of the people are no good, they think the marketing is not working. But it's like, dude, you spent $1,000 and you got $2,000 in recurring revenue. That's a $50,000 lifetime value contract. And they're upset because they feel like they got bad leads, meaning 100% of them didn't buy or 80% of them didn't buy. So those are the two big bad things. And I'll give the one good thing that they miss. And then I'll, like I said, turn the whole mess over to Jared. What I think they miss is, if you are diligent at this and you spend 3, 6, 9 months and you do really work at it and you make it, just even us, we usually have hundreds and hundreds of leads and we've been dry for the last week or two. And if I just threw up my hands and Jared, I just gave up, I guess we'd be out of business, but we won't. It's frustrating and we'll sort it out. And, you know, luckily Jared, the way he runs, we only do this every year or two where it really gets to be a problem and we fix it. It costs money, but we've got to, you know, we've made millions and millions of dollars online because of that. So the problem people miss is they don't understand that this could really, if you're willing to do the work and spend the money, you could literally build a $1 million cleaning company in a year. But it takes money and time. So I think they overestimate what they can get done in a month. They underestimate what they could do in a year if they were diligent, and they throw in the towel at the exact wrong time, right when they need to go forward, they give up. All right, there's 37 open loops, Jared. Close any or all as you see fit, or just throw up your hands and leave, whatever the spirit moves you.
So yes, the I don't know if it's just, you know, there's a cool term like Murphy's Law or something like that. I'm just going to call it Jared's Law for now. But Jared's Law is that when we take an idea and we look at an idea, what we naturally want to do is say, home run. This is it. This is all I need to do. It's 1, 2, 3, home run. And Jared's Law tends to be, it's usually going to be a little bit harder than what you anticipate, especially if you're going into a new area. You're stepping into an area you haven't been before. It's usually going to be a little bit harder than you anticipate. It's going to take a little bit more time than you anticipate. And it's usually going to cost a little bit more than you anticipate. And if you kind of have this Jared Law in your philosophy of like, it gives you this patience that you sort of need when you enter into this new venture that you're going into. And so when it comes to entering into, I want to build $1 million cleaning company, we then reverse engineer that. Well, what do I need? I need more clients. I need more business. Okay, well, how do I get more business? Well, I got to be able to have something that attracts clients. Okay, and then we start reverse engineering. We can lay it on a piece of paper and it'll all be there in one piece of paper for you. Then I want you to apply Jared's rule. Okay, this is probably going to cost me a little bit more than I anticipate. It's probably going to be a little bit harder than I anticipate. And it's probably going to take me a little bit longer than I anticipate. Did I say the three?
Mm-hmm.
Good. I didn't know if I repeated myself. And then from there, because then what that does is it shifts your mindset just a bit to say, okay, there's going to be these things. And when those things show up, my fight or flight's going to kick in. I'm either going to say, all right, here it is. Let's face it. Or I'm going to say, I'm out. Boy, this didn't work for me. And I'm leaving the stadium and I'm packing up and we're out of here. And so this Jared's Law, I don't know what you want to call it, helps you kind of get into the state of, okay, this is here it comes. Now what's my fight or flight? And if you turn to fight, and that's what's beautiful about online marketing is that you're provided a lot of information in where things aren't happening the way you want them to. And so you can kind of look at your data, look at what's happening and make changes and then take some time to compare those two and make these changes. And if you're always in progress, then you're building something. It's when you're stagnant or running away from building that you're not. You just have a lump of bricks and you're not doing anything with them.
I love that so much. I'm going to add, make it even worse and then steal it and call it Mike's Law. So that's Jared's Law. Here's Mike's Law. Sometimes it might not cost a little more than you think. It might cost a lot more than you think. Sometimes it won't take a little longer than you think. It'll take a crap ton longer. Every now and again, I'll be honest, you get a home run. There's sometimes we start campaigns for people and just kicks right off the bat. They win. Not forever. Maybe it only lasts 2 or 3 months or 1 month, but they win right off the bat. More often than not, it takes a little bit. So I would expand these. Sometimes it takes a little longer, costs a little more, is a little more frustrating to some or all of those can be a lot more. But I think the principle that would help serve you and has served me in our experience is compare to return on investment, not some sort of random expectation that you made up. So if Jared and I didn't have any experience in this field and we said, we're going to go online and make money, he might go, well, I think I'll risk $5,000 and it should take 6 months. And I might go $1 million in 3 years. They're all just right. Like none of them has anything. Like, how do we know who's right? Like nobody's right. It just our tolerance for pain. And if it's not based in any reality, and even if there is a reality, Jared might be doing a different product with a different hook in a different offering in a different market in a different time with a different media sort. Like there's so many variables. It's really hard to compare apples with school buses. So to get something we can all keep together, just look at return on investment, right? So if I spend $1,000, which I think for some owners of cleaning companies in a month, like, oh my gosh, that seems like, or you'll say that's nothing. But I look at your P&Ls and none of you guys are spending. $1 million company spending $800 a month on marketing and it's goofy old crap they've been doing forever that they don't track and it's not legit. I'm going to spend $1,000. Well, what's my average client worth? We'll say we're residential just to make it easy and say the average client's worth $333, a third of $1,000. And our cost of goods sold, let's just make it even easier. Average client's worth $400, cost of goods sold is $200. So $200 in gross profit. Well, if I spend $1,000 and I get no clients, I'm out of $1,000. If I get 20 leads and 15 of them suck and 5 of them I give bids and I get 4 of them and they're $400 each. Well, that's $2,000. Look at that. After my cost of goods sold, I broke even this month. But every month from now on, I've got, you know, if they stay for 2 years, I just made myself $50,000, right? So if we look at ROI it helps us at least go, and you might go, I need ROI immediately. I can wait 2 months. I can risk $1,000, $10,000, a nickel. Those are all up to you. But at least there's a hard and fat. We're not comparing the apples to school buses with, you know, I need this kind of cost per click, or I need this kind of whatever. It's like, why, you know, because people complain like, I spent $1,000 and I got 12 leads. Well, I got 30 leads, but none of them turned into bids, or everyone's got their own complaint. But at the end of the day, if we're tracking, I spent this much money, I got this much, and here's how long it's going to take me to get a return on my investment. Last thing, I'm going to kick it back to Jared, is there are two kinds of return on investment. The easiest and the most fun is financial, right? And we've had people, I don't know, probably half the people are making money and they don't like it. This guy sucks and everybody sucks. And this guy wasn't even residential. This guy was, you know, he was looking for a job and he's at a different number. It's like, dude, you spent $800 in marketing. You got $2,000 a month of clients. What are we talking about? They just want to complain about what didn't happen. I'm like, do the math, brother. That said, say month one, they spend $500, and typically we wouldn't even start people at $1,000 for the first month. We work up to that. So say they only spend $500 the first month and they get nothing. And they're like, this whole thing, they let their emotions take over and they think everything's a mess, but they didn't really get nothing. They got $500, call it 100 clicks. And of those 100 clicks, they got three people to book an appointment. And of those three appointments, none of them were any good. No bids, no nothing. They all suck. That's still data. Facebook smarter, you're smarter. If you spent that $500 and you quit, that $500 was just pissed away. If you take that data and spend a smarter $500 next month, maybe you get a $300 or $400 a month client. You're like, well, I'm still in the hole. I understand, but give it another, you know, we're building something here. Hey, new friend, love that you are here. If you want more Cleaning Nation, more us, you can check us out on YouTube. Similar content, you just get to see each other. It's totally free. Or if you want to say, hey, hit us up on Instagram, Twitter, join our free Facebook group. We love hearing from you, Cleaning Nation. That's what makes it magic. Jump on, we'll see you there. All right, any thoughts on that, Jared?
Yeah, I think that, and this may be picking on owners of cleaning companies, you know, especially, well, it can be of starting a business. You can go out to Target and buy some cleaning supplies and then say, I own a cleaning company. I'm open for business. And so we sometimes forget that to make money and what we're doing, there's not a lot of opportunities in the world. And if there are, everyone's saturated it, where you have an instant almost ATM relationship of like, I'm able to just put money in and money comes out. I'm going to put money in and money comes out. I put in a dollar, I get $2 back. To get that instant something is, I mean, sign me up if you know one. Ads, marketing is very similar. It's not something you say, well, I guess I'm going to spend my $800. So here comes my money this month. And when it doesn't, we say, well, it must be broken, must not be working. No, no, no. Just like any form of business, any entrepreneurship that you're doing, you're going to take a bit of time to figure out what it is that's working for you. And as you, let's just take the owners of a cleaning company. If I was to take you before you started your cleaning company and had you redo everything that you've been doing the last however long you've been open, you would probably do things a little bit different, but you wouldn't know that unless you did it. So there's a lot of value in the time you've given in your cleaning company because you are a different person now because of that. And you're able to be a better owner because of that time. And to kind of piggyback with Mike saying, that is what this is. If we spend our $500 and we go, darn, it didn't work, we kick it to the side, we're essentially saying, hey, I started my cleaning company. No one knocked on my door to say they wanted their house cleaned. I guess I'm going to stop. And your account, the money that you're spending, it all gets better. And as you start to see data coming in, you'll say, oh, I'm noticing my leads are confused. They don't know what they're doing. Well, let me change my messaging here. And then it's literally works like this, where like you make these tweaks because you're like, I think this. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, that worked. And then it worked and it works and it works and it works and it works. And then you have something that is so valuable, which is, and this, I'm using ATM, I don't know if that's the right way, but this ability to spend money and get more money back as you do it. You put money into it and more money is coming out of it. And that is how you build anything, especially a cleaning company, to be able to just say, here's my marketing budget. And it's the same thing with your employees. Here's what I need for employees. I need to get these people back. I need to manage and run. I have to have something that I give and it returns. And that takes time and work. But when you get it, it's very valuable.
Yeah, let me agree with that from a different perspective. I've sold a couple seven-figure businesses and having nothing to do with the conversation we're talking about, but it comes right in. The culture's big, right? They, for some reason, people are willing to pay to be a part of the cool kids club. And even if they can't build their own cool kids club, they will pay you a premium to buy your cool kids club. So if you have a company with a vibe and like, that is a cool place, I'd love to. And you'll know if you've got people wanting in and wanting to work for you, like, that's a cool place. The same people that think it's cool and buy from you, the next biggest sale would be someone buying from you by like, hey, I will give you my whole time that I do work in exchange for some money. And the next biggest sale on top of that is I will give you a large amount of money for this whole party that you built. Second would be clean financials, which most people don't have. And a massive, second would be not having to work. So if you're cleaning toilets, you got nothing to sell. People are like, oh, I might just sell it. You mean the thing where you make $3,000 a month cleaning toilets 40 hours a week? That's no offense, buddy. People aren't lined up to give you money for that. So second, the ability to have it run without you. Third, and these are all, I won't say it in order. It just depends on the buyer that you have. They'll value all of these depending on who it is. Third is clean numbers. Like, here's my profit. And part of that clean numbers is the ATM factor. So if you're like, I spent 20 years building this, it's $1 million, I'm making $183,000 a year, that's got some value. But if the guy's not buying it for that, he wants to make it 10 million and make $1 million a year. And if you're like, how do you do that? You're like, I don't know. You wait another 20 years, maybe you'll get to 2 million. That has a wildly different value than here's the dollars that we spend in. Here's the three, not one advertising source, because that's, I mean, you can do that, but that's risky. Just like if you had a $1 million company that was one customer, very low value. Because if that customer, you're just buying a customer, and if that goes away, the guy's out of all his money. So you won't get much for that. Same with the, like, all my things are on this one thing. Well, that, I'm not saying it's worth nothing, but it's worth substantially less than here's, especially $1 million. Here's our four lead sources. Here's what we pay for lead. Here's what we pay for bid. Here's what we pay for sale. If you want to double the business, just turn this up. That is 5x more valuable than here's the keys to it. Wait another 20 years. Maybe it'll go from million to 20 to 2 million. Like, that story is not wildly interested. So I can say valuable internally as an owner. And then if you want to go sell it, it's valuable as well. So how would you coach folks, Jared, that have done that and in their mind are screaming, you don't understand, it didn't work for me, I tried Facebook ads, it doesn't work. Like, how do you, and obviously that's what we do. So if you want our help, go to growingcleancover.com. We'll show you how to figure that out. But how would you coach our clients when they kind of get muddied up around what's working and not working, and you know, they kind of go with the drama over the data?
Yep. So usually what happens in this scenario, and this sounds like it's this big problem. It's not. It's a conversation that we have every once in a while. But when I have this conversation with someone, it's usually we say, hold up, let's look at what is working. And so we'll start with type in your domain. For example, bing, there it is. Website's working. Great. Check.
So domain would be www.jaredscleaningcompany.com.
Right. Good. Yep. It loaded. Look at that. It works. So there's step one. And then we start to go through to make sure everything is working. And then we look at the numbers. Well, how much did you spend? How much is here? And there's usually a lot of wins that's taking place. We can see, especially when people are working with us, it's like, dude, you have a lot that's going for you. You've taken a cold person. You've targeted the right person. That person has read your ad copy, has clicked the ad, has come into what they're doing and is giving you their information, but didn't book an appointment there. That's what's not working. And so again, it goes back into this. We want to be making progress with what we're doing. It's just human nature. You know, if you're sick, you don't want to just stay the same every day. It's only when you start getting better that you're like, okay, this doesn't suck. But when we're just sick every day, the exact same sickness without any doing anything, we're not taking any medicine, even if it's a fake pill, give me something that makes me feel like I'm doing something. And so people want to feel that. And so when you can say to them, look here, this is where we need to put our time and energy, and this is what's going to tweak. So you don't have something that's broken. You have a wire that's loose. And so we don't abandon the house when the power goes out. We fix the power. This is where we're at. Let's fix the power of this thing. Let's tweak these things, and then let's get back at it.
Cool. I'm going to close with two thoughts. One is just a different way of saying what Jared said. So hopefully it'll hit people in a different way to go, okay, cool. That it made sense. Half of you will get it the way Jared said it. Maybe another half will get the way I said it. What that always shows up for me is, my funnel's not working, Mike. My funnel's not working. And we, again, first and foremost, you've got to track. So if you're not tracking, that's the end of the conversation. My funnel's not working. What do I do? I don't know. Hope, pray, try something. Watch TV. It'd be just as good as anything else you're gonna do. So first and foremost, you got to know what your key metrics are, right? And again, this is stuff that we can help you with in the program, but we'll do our best here. So for online marketing, the simplest form is leads, bid, sales, right? Leads is just someone that raises their hand. Could be a good lead, could be a bad lead. We don't know. Bid is, I actually gave you a proposal. Jared, I will clean your house every other week till you tell me to cut it out for $400 American. That's a bid. And then a sale is when Jared gives me his credit card. Very, very simple. So we can get, and you, if any of you have ever gone into Facebook, they're going to be like impressions and engagement and activity. And they want to show you a bunch of metrics that, I don't know, my scientific numbers, 93%, which I just made up, are complete BS for most of us. And there's a couple of key ones. So you might get into that and go, okay, well, how much money did I spend? If you don't have that, forget it. There's nothing to talk about. How many clicks did I get? How many people actually saw this message that I'm doing? And then next would be how many took the action I asked them to take. Then we could go kind of to bids and sales. So just like what Jared said, typically, well, we spend $50 and I go, oh, hold on, how many clients are you trying to do? I'm trying to grow $5,000 this month. All right, right off the bat. We don't even have to go to the next thing. You didn't spend enough money. If you want $5,000 in new clients, $50 isn't enough. So before we even go forward, we've discovered something. Your budget is not in line. It's just common sense test. $50 is not going to get you $5,000. Shouldn't say it's not. It's happened, but so is winning the lottery. Like, that's not a bet. I'm not going to bet my future on that. So we can, just like Jared said, we pull up the website. Good. It works. Second, we can go, well, I spent $500. And how many clients do you want? $500 of new recurring. Okay. Maybe that's too much. Maybe it's not enough, but we're right in the ballpark. That's not crazy talk. Boom, I pull up an ad and it says, we're the best cleaners ever. We're the best. Call us now. And for a free estimate, sign up for our newsletter. And I go, of those 500, you know, say, how many clicks did you get? 3. Okay. Well, now we know we're spending a decent amount of money, too much per click. Whatever ad, whatever words and pictures you're saying on that ad are no daggum good. People are not doing it. All right. Well, I got 100 clicks, $5 a click. That's a little expensive, but for the numbers, we'll just say, okay, we're in the ballpark again. Maybe it's a little expensive. Maybe it's a little cheap, but we're not nutballs. Of those 500, what call to action did you have? I told them to sign up for my newsletter. How many signed up? None. Okay, now we got a couple. And you see how we can start going, like, these are logical, you know, none of you out there have to be marketing geniuses to go, well, that makes sense. If spent $500 and I got 100 clicks or $5 a click, that sounds maybe a little high, but not crazy. Of those 100 people, no one signed up for my newsletter. Well, there's one of two things. Either you're showing it to the wrong people, who you're probably not, because they wouldn't have clicked. Back in ClickTown, if we're spending $200 a click, you're probably showing it to the wrong people, right? If I go into my wife's yoga class and go, hey, who wants to grow their cleaning company? I'm going to get 0 clicks or hands raised. It's not that my message could be bad. It's the wrong people. None of them have a cleaning company. They're going to work. So when you start breaking it down piece by piece, just like Jared said, it's just a wire. You realize, like, oh, okay, there's something wrong. So just go from my funnel's not working to let me break it down into the little steps. And typically one or two of the 4 or 5 steps are broken. And once you just try and fix that step, it's, I don't want to say it's easy, but it's sure simple. Mm-hmm. All right. Last thing I wanted to say when it comes to risk is, first and foremost, guys, gals, we would coach you if you want to be fast growth, at least 5% of your total dollars in needs to go to marketing. If you really want to get nutty and you know what you're doing, if you don't know what you're doing, keep it at 5%. If you're good at this, you should go up to 10%. Most of you are spending less than 1%. One of the first things we do, yep, when people come in our programs, we get their P&Ls and they're spending 0 to 0%, 0 to 0.5% of their budget on marketing. And they're like, how come I'm not growing? Well, I've got one thought. So when we start spending money again, Jared, we want that ATM relationship right away. I put in $1,000, I get out 2,000. And once you get it set up, is that reasonable? Sometimes you put in 1,000, you get out 10,000. Like, mm-hmm, absolutely. Is it going to happen every month, no matter what, with no maintenance? No. Is it going to happen the first month out of luck? Probably not. But can it happen 9 out of 12 months and still be okay the 3 months where you just make a little less? Yeah, it can. So what you want to be okay with is, I spent $1,000 and maybe after 2 or 3 months, maybe the first month you make nothing but data. And the second month you make $500 of recurring sales. So it's a loser, but you still did. And by month 3, boom, you got your $1,000 monthly break even. By month 4, you're kind of making some money and some months are great and some months are good. And every now and again, you have a little bit of a loser. All the time, some of it's going to be in research, right? So month 1, it's all research. You don't have any working funnels. So the whole, if you spend $500, the whole daggum thing goes to research because we don't know nothing. What we miss out is when we start getting a funnel that works, we get pissed. We still want to keep testing. So of that 5% of your total budget, tell me if you disagree, Jared, I'd probably put, obviously at the beginning, 100% of it's research. You're testing it all because nothing works. Once you get something working, I'd still be testing 25%. So of the 1,000, say now, and I want to, as soon as it's working, I want to, as soon as the ATM, I put in $1, I get out $1.20. I want to put as many dollars as I can in that thing. So say we get that up to $2,000-$3,000 a month. Yeah, $500 or $600 just going to go to testing. And you could look at it as, I didn't get any clients, therefore I threw it away. Or you could look at it as, I got data, and information is worth so much more than money if you know how to use it. So that was the last thing I wanted. Anything to add, Jared, before we call it?
No, it's great.
Well, Jared says it's great. It's great. All right, guys, gals, I know we kind of covered a really big topic in a really short amount of time. If you'd like more help, growmycleaningcompany.com. It's probably the best place to go. 900 free podcasts. I know we just did a like 7-minute video that's really strong, but I have no idea how to get people to see it. So I guess growmycleaningcompany.com. Figure it out. Email me, Mike, at growmycleaningcompany if you want the 7-minute video. I'll show you how to get it because I don't know how to do it online. Anyway, check it out. See you there. Bye.
Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me. But like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing. Share it with a friend. Share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. I don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now. 602-932-6431. Give me a text. Say hey. Can't wait to meet you.